Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Moxie Mondays. I am your host, the Moxie Maven, Jennifer Kettlewell, coming to you live from Grand Junction, Colorado, where it has warmed up over the past few days, apparently to snow. There are some big announcements for this show. I promised you a show about podcasting, and that is what you'll have. But before we go on to the show, let me share a very related story. I have been using Blog Talk Radio for about 6 months now, and even though the premium account does have some nice perks, I've been using the free account. Now, there are some severe limits on this free account, one of which is the number of people that can listen in live. As the show has grown, I have found more and more accounts of people trying to listen to the show and not being able to do so. I could, of course, upgrade to the premium account, but I made another choice. March 1st of this year, the Moxie Maven will be hosting the show from themoxiemaven.com. Now, don't worry, you won't lose any of those nice perks such as getting the show live through iTunes. As a matter of fact, you will get a much better show. I will be buying some new equipment, happy birthday to me, and you will reap the benefit of having a better sound. So the show is growing up, and that is why I wanted to take this week to talk about podcasting. Podcasting is nothing more than hosting your own radio-type show without the radio. There are many different services that help you with putting a show together. Blog Talk Radio is one such service. Now, I must say, for a beginner, they really do make things easy. You don't have to buy any expensive equipment. All you need is an internet connection and a telephone. And really, to host a show, all you need is the phone. I have found that the promotion of the shows, it's also pretty nice. It really did boost those that listened in, and the show just simply was featured for one day. So Blog Talk Radio has some additional features above and beyond the basics that can help you not only run a show, but promote it. The integration into social media is seamless, and so that's really a good perk. I don't have to think about doing a Facebook event or sending out a tweet. All of that is done automatically. So there's really tremendous power in this tool. So what's the downside? Well, I had already mentioned the limit to the number of people that can listen to the show live without having a premium account. And the other limit is time. When you don't have a premium account, you can't pre-record episodes. Now, while I tried to set up a time that would work, well, yeah, life happens. And then before I knew it, I'm calling out to do a show in the midst of having an early dinner with my family, using my cell phone and a heater, and you know the results that happened from that one. Again, I could get a premium account, and that would be fixed. But here's the one thing that can't be fixed, the branding. Now, I must say, being able to upload a nice-sized picture does help in the branding on Blog Talk Radio, but I lose the continuity that hosting it on my own site would provide. Thus, the big announcement, I'm getting the equipment to run a very top-notch podcast from themoxiemaven.com. So enough about me. Let's talk a little bit about podcasting for your business. Is it really the social media application for you? If you're in business that has a lot of updates happening, or you have the opportunity to speak with experts in your field, then podcasting might be for you. On the other hand, if you're stuck trying to think of what the first show should be about, then it might not be the right time. You want to make sure that you can come up with topics to talk about on a regular basis. Just like blogging, you want to be consistent. You may discover that the rigorous requirements of running a show can be overwhelming. I run a 15-minute show that I prepare for by writing up a little over 2,000 words. This may not seem like a lot, but there are times when I talk fast and those words are just not enough. It is always difficult to gauge just how excited you'll be, how fast you'll talk, or how slow. So preparing has to leave some open area for expanding a topic as well as cutting topics out if you're running long. So you'll have to be prepared to think on your feet with the pressure of the time ticking down. Now, as I'm looking to move beyond the telephone and get serious about the equipment I use, I'm faced with a sea of choices. It was much like jumping into the middle of a political debate. All sides are staunch supporters of the equipment they use, and there are so many different combinations, and the reality of picking the best solution turns into picking one that will work together and serve all my needs. Further, there's a little bit with the complication in the budget area. When you enter the world of microphones, for example, mixers and software, well, let's say the seed gets a little interesting. Each step you take to the right or the left adds a few bucks here and there, and it becomes easy to blow a budget, not to mention all the accessories you might need. You start out with a microphone, but then you have to consider, I need a stand, and should I get a shock mount because it doesn't come with one? What about a pop filter? And of course you need the cables. So the purchase of a microphone can quickly double depending on what you're looking at. Now, I don't want to scare you, because you really are going to have some good sources out there on the internet that will walk you through their studio, telling you each piece of equipment they use. For me, the dream studio that someone showed was not even in the budget, so I had to keep searching. That's all you have to do, is search. Today is the day the equipment decisions are to be finalized, so I can't even tell you what I'll end up with yet, quite frankly. But rest assured, if you want to know what it is, I will let you know. But again, it would just be another opinion in this big pool of opinions out there. The purchases you make are really for the beginning. And if you're actually start, let's say you like your show and you want to expand, well, that equipment that you may want to use would increase in price. My dream studio had a mic, for example, that was just under $1,000. In reality, it was considered very good, but still not the best. This is a hobby that could very easily suck the money out of your pocket, but the change in sound from the telephone line to a recording using a microphone and a mixer, well, it'll astound you, so you just strap on your seatbelt and wait till the end results here. As you can well imagine, it is much easier to start with a tool such as Blog Talk Radio, where all of these decisions do not have to be made. And that is one reason why I did start using an online tool. It is very nice not to have to worry about hosting, streaming, iTunes, and oh, the list goes on. If you are just getting started, it really is a good idea to experiment with a free or low-cost option. This also helps to determine how devoted you are to your show. Will you be able to commit to a show on a regular basis? It doesn't have to be weekly. Maybe yours happens monthly. Really, it is more about making sure in the long run you can run a good show. I gave myself 6 months on a weekly show, and now that I have shown myself that I can do it, only then was the decision made to go out and buy a bunch of gadgets. Once you have your expectations screwed on straight, then you're ready to experiment and design a show, and you might want to ask yourself a few questions. Is it a show that you'll do alone, or do you want a partner? And really, this helps determine also how you're going to set things up. If you're looking at doing the in-home studio right away, well, if your partner's not sitting right next to you, this could be a little difficult, whereas using something like Blog Talk Radio with a partner would be easier because you could be in two different locations and you can talk, both talk during the show. So should you have guests? And if so, do you have any in mind right now? Again, guests. We're talking a second setup. What happens if your guest is not here? Do you have ways to interview them when they're not here and record them? Blog Talk Radio does that. You can also use some of the other tools out there. What type of intro do you want? Is it something fancy that you might have to hire out for? Or are you just going to do a little bit of music and call it good? And where do you get that music and not be violating the rights of somebody? How much time do you want to test to make sure that it's something you'll commit to? Like I said, for me, it was 6 months, but maybe for you, you're going to be okay with a month and you're going to know that this is going to work or not. It's all something that you're going to have to make a decision on your own. In the end, what is your final goal of having a show? Is it for more traffic to your website? Are you educating? And if so, who are you educating? Or is it simply something that you think will be fun? Maybe you think that it will be value added to your business, not necessarily just educational, but just for the word and getting your name out there. but you need to define that, definitely, before you go on. These questions are just a start on some of the questions you need to answer in order to have everything lined out before you begin. Most importantly, understand that you're testing ideas. And how long do you want that test to run for? Once again, 6 months, 1 month, 3 months. This may seem like a long time to you to run it for 6 months. But I know that I have made it through 6 months, through the holidays, both Thanksgiving and Christmas. It is much like a story my mom told me about walking to school uphill both ways. In the end, I know that I can make it because it can't get much crazier than the last 6 months. Okay, so what have we learned so far? Yeah, we've learned a few things. The first thing, if you're going to start podcasting, do it on a free or low-cost environment to determine if it's the right thing for you. The second thing, you don't need the most expensive tools to make it work. Even though you may be tempted to get them, you don't need them. And the third thing, it takes a lot of time to prepare for a show, even if the show is only 15 minutes long, if you want to give a quality show. The fourth thing, there are a lot of questions you should ask and answer for yourself before you get started. And the fifth thing, probably one of the most important things, is build that experiment time where you determine if podcasting really is right for you and your business. All in all, I think that's enough information to make you dangerous yet sufficiently prepared to embark on a journey into podcasting. Honestly, it's far more information than I had, and I hope it does spark you in the right direction. As a matter of fact, my offer is always open. If you have questions on starting up, just let me know, and hopefully by the time you ask, I'll have the answer. Now, next week, we will be talking a little bit about creating a social media impression. How do you go about creating a presence online? What strategies are there for personal branding? What combination of social media tools makes the most sense? And how should they be put together? Man, oh man, aren't those ever the questions of the hour that most business people are asking? And we're going to talk a little bit about them and expand on those ideas and really start maybe a couple of examples thrown in there so that you'll get some understanding of what that presence should look like. And even though we'll be talking in a generic term, there are many things that you'll be able to apply to your own business and also help you expand the idea to fit better with your business. So tune in next week to learn about social media strategy. This will be an interesting one to try and fit into that 15-minute time slot, so maybe I'll have to run this on a two-part show. But really, it will be good rather regardless if it's one or two parts. And I would still like to hear from podcasters about your experiences, good or bad. How did it go when you started up? How's it going now? Are you continuing your show? Are you thinking about stopping? Are you doing the same thing I'm doing and possibly thinking about changing your show to another venue? And maybe you've tried that and you've come back and now you want to warn me. Whatever it may be, just send me a quick email to moxie@moxiemafia.com. That's M-O-X-I-E. At Moxie Mafia, M-O-X-I-E-M-A-F-I-A.com. I look forward to reading your stories. So thank you for joining me, the Moxie Maven. Remember, next week will be on the 25th at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com/Moxie-Maven, soon to be hosted on the Moxie Maven. So click on the little red heart to mark this show as your favorite. Besides the fact it makes me smile, you will be sent an email reminder of the show. So have a Moxie Monday.